Hi everyone, I'm here again with No Connection. It is the 7th of October 2000. Would you please introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Graham. I play the guitar and I do the lead vocals.
I'm John, I'm the drummer.
Simon, bass.
Right, last time we were talking about your first album. Could you just tell me what reactions you got to that?
We've had a very good reaction, very complimentary. We're very satisfied with the reaction we've had. A lot of good things said, particularly in the States. A lot of people like it over there. It's more the kind of market for us, I think, in America. We've made some friends. Vince Verbanjek.
Hey!
He's been very complimentary. And in this country as well. We were just bowled over, really, because it was just all of our old stuff tied up together. Produce an album just to announce our presence, you know, we're here. And leading on from that, we've gone in to do another album now, which we're very excited about. And here it is, today.
Leading from the first album, Justified, to the new album, what is the title?
Deal With It.
Why is it called Deal With It?
when we all put together our ideas for titles, and Deal With It was on my list. At the particular time, I was in a bit of a bad mood, and basically where it come from was, we're going to do it our own way. If you don't like it, that's your problem, you better deal with it. So really, it's a statement of, you know, we're here, we're going to stay, deal with it.
Talking about the new album, I mean, this time it really is an album compared to the first one, which was more a singles collection with, well, this one was recorded over...
Recorded a mix, I think it was 19 days, was it?
I think it was 20 days in total.
20 days.
Yeah, I mean, we'd never done things as a whole before. I mean, like I said, the last album was made up of a load of demos. I think we did 6 demos of 3 tracks, and we chose the best 10. This time it was a big project, doing 10 tracks altogether. It was a big project, something we'd never done before. I mean, some people might think, you know, what's the big deal? But it is, takes a lot of preparation, a lot of pre-production and stuff to get it going. But it was very hard work, but we've learned a lot out of it. And next time it'll be easier because we've been through what needs to be done to make an album, which we never had to do before, you know.
And I think a lot of it as well has come down to the pre-production we put in. To speak for myself personally, when it comes down to laying down my bass lines, because of the pre-production work that was done, actually ended up being quite a lot of fun as well. And that's the element we tried to keep when we were just recording it, was keep it fun. That's what you do music for. You do it for fun primarily.
But wasn't there also a financial aspect of doing one album in one go, as opposed to doing like one song at a time, or 3 songs at a time, as it were?
To a degree, but at the end of the day, you only get out what you put in, and the finance will have to be there all the time. But as we just spoke about, you put in the pre-production work, and the finance outlay is less.
Yeah, I mean, financially, we all paid for it. I mean, I think about a quarter of the money came from the TV thing with First Wave, but we put in the rest of the money, and, you know, we're not rich people by any means, and, you know, but we don't mind spending the money because it's something constructive. A lot of people have criticised us for spending this kind of money. To me, it's a positive thing, you know.
Was it hard to find the material?
Not at all.
I mean, you had to do 10 songs now in a rather short time.
It's hard from the point of view of choosing what to use, because obviously, I mean, we're a very democratic band, and we try and choose the songs that are going to appeal to everyone out there as well, but also our favourite songs.
So what does democratic mean? You just, everybody casts a vote, and then it's really strictly to one?
Not quite as simplistic as that. It's pretty much, we chose, I don't know, about 20 songs, and they were shortlisted down. We eventually ended up with 10. I was fortunate because a lot of my choices were on the album by that process, but it wasn't difficult at all, and we're not going to have any difficulty doing another album as well, because we are just constantly creating.
What are your favourite songs? I mean, if everybody could pick like one or two songs and just quickly say why it is his favourite song.
I mean, me personally, I think my favourite's Coming Out Tonight. I just think it's something a little different. It's just something that can appeal to a lot of people. It's rock, but it's also a bit dancey in a way. I kind of like the subject. It's just a fun tune. There's nothing I hate on it, obviously, but I like Deep Blue Sea. I think that came out really well.
Came out well. Yeah.
I like all the songs on the album. My personal favourite is My Enemy, for lots of reasons, really. One, the execution of the song. We all played really well on it. The subject matter more than anything. It's all down to listener perspective, but I find it quite a dark, meaningful song, and it just really strikes a chord.
Nothing to Me was my favourite one on the album. Just, I enjoyed putting it down. It's got a good groove to it, you know, makes you tap your foot if nothing else. But it just, I think it all came out well, but that one for me was my first. That struck a chord with me for some reason.
Yeah, it's funny, I mean, when you...
Everyone's got different ideas.
I think a lot of musicians, you know, if they listen to this, it's weird. I mean, when you write a song, you think, yeah, this is going to work. When you get to the finished products, you know, it's weird. You think this is going to work and it doesn't quite, and there's songs that you don't think are that great and they end up sounding better than you thought. I don't know why that is. It's just something strange. I don't get it. But
it's probably a bit difficult if you're so involved in the process of writing, recording the song, and also like your special work as a drummer, bass guitarist or vocalist, to see the song as a whole.
I mean, you're right, it's like painting a picture. I mean, you've got to be able to stand back and look at it as a whole, and when you're so involved in the creation of it. I mean, I think after we finished, it took me a couple of weeks to be able to listen to it as just a punter, you know. When you first finish doing it, you like hear every minor mistake, which people wouldn't even pick up on at the time. But a few weeks down the line, you don't even notice. So.
That was something else we learned, actually, because we'd only done EPs before, like two or three tracks. This was 10 tracks. When it came down to mixing, 10 of them, it was like, oh God, we were going out of our minds. There were things being created, you know, problems like, oh yeah, that comes in late, doesn't it? And everyone would listen to it.
Yeah. Nah, it doesn't.
And you play it again and again. I can't make my mind up. We go away for 5 minutes and come back. It was just complete nightmare. But eventually, you know, we come up with this, I think, a great album.
After we finished mixing, we all walked out. And personally, I couldn't listen to another note of music for at least a day. My mind was just suffering from meltdown.
I mean, Johnny Mitchell, the guy who co-produces it, he's great. We like his attitude. We work together because he is the kind of person to say, look, you know, just leave it alone. There's nothing wrong with it. Shut up. You know, he's not being stupid. I mean, he keeps criticising me of being able to hear micro changes in air density and stuff, but... You know,
bitching my head.
We're just very anxious to get the best we can, you know, because it's our own money and that's something we desperately, you know, we really want to do. We're very over anxious sometimes, but the pressure is on to get a result, you know. And from the time and the money and the resources we have, we maximised everything. I can't believe that we would have got a better result from what the facilities we had.
What struck me listening to the album, and I think it's a great album, and my favourite tracks are actually The Last Revolution and Life Like Suicide. But the album is coherent, yet there is a mix of styles. How would you describe that?
How would we describe it? We all have diverse musical tastes within the band, and hence, obviously, you know, we chose a complete broad range of different styles for the album. But we're all a fan of that approach. You know, we're all a fan of bands such as Queen. I'm desperately trying to think of another example now. People who mix it up, they're not afraid to mix it up.
You too are the same.
You too.
You gotta mix it up.
We just enjoy that approach. You know, we are a rock band. Fundamentally, but
yeah,
we have other strings to our bow, so to speak, and we just enjoy doing it. It's just a bit of a laugh.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I love the way Queen used to. You'd have some crazy rock, you know, real heavy track, and then you'd have some absolutely bizarre jazz or something after it. I just loved the way it was just like mixed together. It was just, you know, different shades of music. It keeps people interested, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, I love bands like AC/DC, and we have pretty much the whole album is on one level, but. Better for the listener in the long run, and for us if we mix it up.
That's right. Keeps us interested as well as a listener.
What I think is that the coherence does not only come from the album being recorded in one go, but I think that's also it's more mature effort than the songs before, which could also be tracked on the various tracks of the first album, where the production quality was getting better. But I think also the band as a whole is a very mature effort with that second album.
Yeah, we have definitely grown.
Yeah. And if you take, we've been together, 3.5 years now? Yeah. You listen to the early stuff, the songwriting was good and the performance was good for then. You compare it to what we do now and we've all matured as players. I mean, there's things that we can all do now which we wouldn't have dreamed about doing 3 years ago. And I think a lot of it has to come with the fact that on the album, we just gave it everything we had.
Who do you think the album will appeal to? What do you consider as your audience? I mean, obviously it comes from a varied source.
I mean, we hope that it appeals to everyone. But I know it's going to appeal to probably people who are in their late 20s. I think it's going to appeal to a lot of people that are in their late 20s, 30s. I mean, people who are probably brought up with the classic rock background, you know, the bands that if you couldn't play it live, you got, you know, you were frowned upon, you know, that kind of attitude of you have to earn respect as a musician. I mean, that kind of crowd, I think, I mean, I hope people, I hope teenagers or pensioners like it as well, and I hope as many people do, but I think that's the range it's going to be, and I think probably more American as well, but there's, you know, a lot of people in Britain that like that kind of music, and in Europe.
A lot of feeling coming through these days that it's nice to hear and to see a proper band. You know, there's a lot of acts on TV, particularly when you watch Top of the Pops, it's one act after another, which is basically a dance group, and there's nothing wrong with that, but it does make a refreshing change to see a band play, and I hope that it's going to appeal to people more and more so these days. You know, hasn't been the case for the last few years, but you just never know.
Wait, so we're going to break the mold.
I mean, I can only speak for myself, but I wasn't brought up with rock music at all. I was listening to punk and hardcore, and the album still appeals to me, which I was quite surprised about. But I think it's also due to there's a certain freshness in the songs, but it's also there's this instant hit quality, but there's also you can listen to them longer. It's not that it wears down.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I think it's an album as a whole. I mean, it's 10 tracks. I mean, obviously that's probably down to the amount of money and time we had, but also I don't like listening to CDs where they cram it full of 18 tracks and it's like 70 minutes long. I think there's an art of making an album, and the track listing, like Van Halen or Montrose or something, the albums are only about 30-35 minutes. You listen to them as a whole, and that's what it's about, you know. And every track, I mean, once again, we've still got a sort of pop rock direction where the tracks are, I think the longest track's maybe 4 minutes, so it's not going to get bored, you know. It's very, hopefully it will stay fresh with people, you know.
Now that you've got the recording of the new album all wrapped up and the finished product is there, where do you hope to go now?
We would like to distribute it, obviously, and market it successfully. We are constantly trying to achieve some kind of success, but it isn't the be-all and end-all as far as we're concerned. We like to play live, as you know. We're looking forward to hopefully going to the States. If that doesn't come off, you know, we're a compact unit who just love to play music, so that's what we'll do. Yeah, we'll carry on. That's what number one is music.
And what's kept us going for these last 3.5 years? We've been in, you know, like a lot of bands. I'm not saying we've had a hard time. Every band that has of any substance has a hard time getting anywhere. And but the reason we've stuck at it is because we're friends. We get on well. We love the same kind of music. We enjoy it. You know, it's important to us to do this. It'd be nice to do it for a living. It would be. We'd become even better if we were a professional.
Talking about plans for the future, are there already plans to make a third album? Oh, yeah. I mean, as you said, the material is there.
Yeah, it's always an exciting time when you come out of the studio, you finish an album, and there's always a bit of a barren spell for, I don't know, about 2 or 3 weeks, and it starts to pick up again. That's exactly what we're having now. We're picking back up again. We've just been jamming out a few more new songs. The songs are, I think, getting better and better and better. If they weren't, we'd have serious problems. But they are.
We're looking forward. And that's another thing that keeps us going, because we keep progressing.
Yeah.
You can see us getting better all the time, or you can hear us getting better all the time and see us live, I suppose. But I think once that starts sliding, then you're in trouble. Yeah, we keep working at it, and as I say, by the time hopefully this tour comes up in America, we'll have more than another album's worth of material ready to go. So, you know, if you see us on tour, you'll be probably hearing a few tracks that will be on the third album.
And what can your live audience expect? A good mixture of old and new?
And the live audience can just expect just a good time.
Rock
and roll.
Just a good time. Yeah. Pure entertainment.
Yeah, I mean, we've played live quite a lot, you know, over the years, and we know what works live. We know which songs are going to blow people away if we play them well, which obviously that's the challenge.
An example
of a good live track. Well, Ride the City is excellent live, always has been. We've got another track that we haven't actually recorded, Mr. Material Man, which is a different feel to it. That's a good live track. Give me some others, guys.
I'm taking a moral. I'm taking a live. Love for Free.
Love
for Free.
Great. I mean, as I said, because we write a lot of these things in a jamming kind of format, that's why they work live. And if you write things in your bedroom on your own, you don't get the feel of in a band, then the chances are it won't work live. So I think all the best rock bands out there will write together in a jamming situation, and that's why it comes across well.
The first impression, I played the album to a lot of people who listened and bought the first album, and
yeah,
they were rather pleased with it. So I think you should discover a new audience, but yeah, your old fans won't be disappointed either.
That's the ultimate accolade. You know, people say that they enjoy the album, that's it, that's great. That's what we want
to
hear.
It's about entertainment, and it's about making people feel good, you know. There's too many things around to make people feel bad. It's nice to feel good, you know, for half an hour, you know.
So any final thoughts about No Connection in the year 2000, the new millennium?
Keep rocking.
Well, I think the whole thing with the new millennium is, one, we're still together, which is a good thing, obviously. Two, we're playing better than ever. And three, we're just planning to get out on the road and do it.
I'm really looking forward, personally, to the next album. I think it really will. If we had the right financial backing and, you know, the time and that,
we'd be back in the studio now.
Well, yeah, if we had the right, you know, we're really confident about making a very, very good album with very good songs. I don't want to sound arrogant, but something that could, you know, really do things. We're really confident about that. Yeah, so we're looking forward all the time.
Okay, thank you for the interview, and I'm sure there'll be a lot more to hear about No Connection in the near future.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you.